We're shaking things up on today's programme because I'm delighted to be joining me live on the line from somewhere, I believe, in a windswept UK, Dom Jolly. Good morning to you, Dom.
Good morning. I did not enjoy hearing your lovely weather forecast, sir.
Just let me put another piece of ice in the pina colada. Now then.
Yeah.
Yes. How are you?
Good. Wet.
Wet.
Bedraggled. Windy. But it's fine.
It's good. It's what makes this country great. And in fact, it's time to get out. And oh, the sun's just peeking through the window. It's time to get. It's a perfect time of year to get out there and enjoy the sunshine and to book a trip. And you've written a travel guide unlike any other, because what says a relaxing 2 week break somewhere than going off and debunking a few conspiracy theories?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a travel guide. It's my fifth travel book, and I do tend to go to strange destinations like North Korea and skiing in Iran and stuff like that in the past. And this one, I decided to focus on that weird world of conspiracy theories, because conspiracy theories seem to be everywhere at the moment. And in my mind, sort of 10 years ago, even 15 years ago, conspiracy theories were almost funny, you know, quite fun, harmless. You know, the old ones of did we land on the moon, I don't know, Bigfoot, that kind of stuff. And suddenly everything shifted a bit, certainly with Trump. Once Kellyanne Conway used that word, those words, alternative truth, I just think suddenly it's become part of the body politic, and it's actually quite scary, and I think it's really affecting people. And I deal a lot with these people online, and often spend just way too long arguing with them, and you don't get anywhere. So I thought, are they actually believing some of this stuff, or are they just doing it for clicks? So I thought I'd set off around the world and sort of hang out with some of them, and with a vaguely open mind, which was tricky, and kind of see, you know, why they thought about stuff like this.
I suppose one of the thing is, and you put your finger on it, is the fact that it is, you know, the wonders of the World Wide Web and the internet. So if you want to, if you think that the world is run by a race of 12-foot subterranean hamsters called Nigel, then you will find a website devoted to those aforementioned subterranean hamsters.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very weird you say subterranean, because conspiracy theorists are unnaturally preoccupied with tunnels. There are so many different conspiracy theories about, you know, tunnels where the Illuminati live and where they keep kidnapped children and all sorts of stuff. I have to say, one of my favorite quotes from my book, if I can quote myself, is that in the old days, every village had an idiot. But unfortunately, because of the internet, they can now all contact each other, and it doesn't help. I mean, having said that, this book is not, you know, totally having a go at conspiracy theorists, because you know, a lot of them are smart people. They just overthink. And I think as humans, technically, we don't, you know, a lot of the world is just chaos. It's complex and stuff happens. And I think as humans, we don't like to think that. We like to think there's a reason for everything. And so people try and make logical reasons for things that happen. And that's how they start to believe in conspiracy theories. And they like the idea that there's something behind it all. It isn't all just random. But I went off to some of the weirdest places, I have to say. I took a flat earth. I don't know if you're familiar with flat earth theory. But
oh, yes, indeed.
So classic flat earth theory, if you like, is that it's round, a disc with a sort of ice wall around it. But there's a splinter group of off flat earth theory that are the square flat earthers, and they believe the earth is square and flat. And, of course, if you have a square, that means you have four corners, and that's where the four corners of the world come in. And I went to one of those four corners of the world, which is an island called Fogo off Newfoundland. And I took a flat earther with me, and let's just say it didn't go very well.
What's, I mean, if you take somebody like that to, you know, the edge of the known world,
yeah.
What, I mean, you are basically sort of, you know, breaking their little perception, aren't you? You're basically giving them a version of LSD and blowing the corridors of their mind open. So you've got to be a bit careful, haven't you? If you go and steal me and going, look, you're all as mad as a box of frogs, you're not letting us get very far, are you?
No, and I didn't do that. I just genuinely thought, well, if you really believe this, let's go there and see what happens. You know, I mean, if you're right, we'll fall off the edge of the world, you know, which obviously was not something I particularly wanted. And spoiler alert, we didn't. But it is actually one of the really interesting things about conspiracy theories, and quite frustrating, is that it's very difficult to argue with conspiracy theorists, because essentially they always go back to, well, you're in on it. One of my favorite weird, very weird, theories is that there's a theory that Finland, the country, does not exist.
Okay.
So the conspiracy goes that Russia and Japan made up a country called Finland so that they could basically hide an area of fishing in the sea there, and then keep the fish to themselves. It's you know, it's not normal, but that's what it is. So I took my poor wife off to Finland for a 4-day trip in an attempt to prove that Finland existed. And actually, it's harder than you think, because it's quite difficult to prove a negative. And, you know, if you turn up there and you give your passport and you say, where am I? And they go, you know, Helsinki, Finland. I go, yeah, but, you know, you're in on it. And then they go, well, look at your map on your phone. I go, yeah, but who's running that? And you realize that if you've got a conspiracy mindset, you can justify everything.
But presumably, are we thinking that the Finnish people, and good morning to my Finnish listeners, and good morning to Mark especially,
are they Finnish?
Well, exactly. I mean, are they? They're all in it, and they're actually trained actors, and they're puppet master is that 12-foot subterranean hamster called Nigel.
Yes, the theory is that when you land in what is supposedly Finland, you're landing in either somewhere in Sweden or in Russia, and that yes, these people are actors. Who are brought in. And it's a similar thing that flat earthers believe Australia doesn't exist. And so any Australian you've ever met has been an actor.
Right.
I mean, it's a strange world when you start to investigate it. But you know what? It is a funny world. I mean, it's kind of funny, but also frightening. So the book is a really funny travelogue through, you know, I drive across America. I go to Roswell.
Yes. Like a
ufologist
now.
And JFK and stuff. Go on.
I mean, Roswell, I mean, that's the motherland. Area 51, Green Men. I mean, were you talking about sort of alien abductions and probing, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, it's an easy laugh. I mean, weirdly, with UFOs, you know, that sort of has, you know, that's been given a little bit of validity recently with sort of reports in Congress and films, you know, taken by quite responsible airline pilots and fighter pilots. But again, it's not necessarily aliens, but, you know, a UFO means an unidentified flying object. It doesn't necessarily mean an alien. But I think there are some weird things flying about. But my view, and it's the old view, but it is very odd, is that if aliens are or have been landing here for ages in their UFOs and stuff, why are they obsessed with basically landing in sort of deserted areas of America and abducting hillbillies for some probing? It's like, why don't they just land outside the United Nations and sort of let us know what it is they're after. It seems a very odd thing to do.
Maybe it's an alien version of fishing. You know, you let the guys go out quietly and probe a few.
You know what? That's a brilliant. I'd not thought of that. That's amazing.
Thank you.
It's possible. Yeah.
You may have that now. Just a quick one, because so far so humorous, and gosh, you know what a lot of flat earthers there are out there, etc. But yeah. There is a serious thing to this, because you know there are is this QAnon and there's Alex Jones of InfoWars, and you were hot on his trail, and that's we can all be having a bit of a snigger about this in conspiracy theories, but there was some real damage and some real heartache and trauma caused by some of these actions.
100%. I mean, Alex Jones is a really good example, because, you know, as sort of funny as I find people that believe certain conspiracy theories, it's also heartbreaking sometimes, and it can really cause problems in families, and, you know, it becomes a sort of cult-like behavior. But some of these people, I believe, don't even believe in them, but have realized that it's a great way to make a grift, to make some money. And Alex Jones set up this thing called InfoWars, which was a massively, massively successful YouTube channel. And I don't know if you remember, he came out with facts like he thought the fluoride in American tap water was making frogs gay and stuff like that, which even then was kind of okay. You know, it's maybe difficult for frogs, but it's not, you know, it's not a difficult. But then he went on and got worse and worse.
Yeah.
And he ended up challenging the validity of sort of mass school killings, and famously Sandy Hook. He claimed that all the parents and the children killed in Sandy Hook were crisis actors, and, you know, and the parents. I mean, can you think of nothing worse what happened in your life than your kid being killed in a school killing, and then to have people come after you claiming that you're lying and your kid didn't exist or they're still alive? And, you know, these people are making massive amounts of money on it. So, yes, I ended up, I really wanted to sort of talk to Alex Jones, because I really wanted to think, you know, I think it is a grift, but, you know, do you actually believe this stuff? And I hunted him around Austin, and I did finally have an encounter with him, which was quite frightening.
This is the thing, isn't it? Because there are these people believe, I mean, passionately, to the point of fanatically, and if you turn over this particular stone, and again with the wonders of the internet, that makes, you know, do you find yourself being now, if it's a stalked, trolled, and generally abused by them on the socials?
Well, mildly. I mean, I'm stalked, abused and trolled pretty much daily anyway. But, I mean, the book comes out today, so I will find out. I mean, the book really, you know, I'm not there saying I know anything about conspiracy. I just journeyed around it, having a look at it and stuff. But, you do get people. I mean, they're a cult, basically. And people do get very irate about it. You're always accused of being a shill, of being paid by Bill Gates. Bill Gates seems to be blamed for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, if I am paid by Bill Gates, I'd just love to know where to invoice. That's all. But unfortunately, I've no idea.
I got somebody posted on one of my things, and they said, you know, what with what's happening in the Middle East and whatever, is anybody keeping an eye on Bill Gates? And I thought that's quite interesting. If you think that this is all being put on so that Bill Gates can put another microchip in us all, then that's, you know, then fair play to you.
But that's what's so extraordinary about the whole thing. I mean, you know, weirdly, if you look at the Middle East right now, I don't want to get into that situation, but I mean, for instance, that hospital that was hit, in the old days, you would have, you know, you'd have people that would investigate it, you'd have journalistic investigation, and you'd come to a conclusion. But as it was, some people reported it was an Israeli jet, other people reported that it was a Hamas rocket gone the wrong way, and both sides took their own truth, and that's it. And now we have this sort of weird world of alternative facts and your own truth. And that's very, very frightening, really. I mean, I just, the idea that Bill Gates, for instance, you know, there are people thinking with the vax that it was putting a microchip in your head. And you do just want to say, listen, Sharon from Peterborough, Bill Gates or anyone just doesn't care what's going on in your head. I mean, it's crazy. The idea that these doctors, you know, we've got to a stage where we're vilifying the majority of doctors, and the ones that you know, are getting away with it are these sort of rogue doctors who are going on and promoting these wacky theories. It's really weird, because you just think, if let's just say all these doctors are in on it and they've all come together to make this weird, you know, dodgy vaccine, what's in it for the doctor? You know, they're not making money out of it. I mean, it's weird.
But it's the Illuminati, Dom. It's the Illuminati. And do your research, Dom. Do your research, quote unquote.
Everyone does their own research. I'm just a sheeple. I got to wake up.
Do you hope that there's a, I mean, joking aside, is there a message behind it? Is there a, I mean, apart from you know, you're still here, so you didn't fall off the edge of the earth, which we're very grateful for. But I mean, is there a message? Has your research into the Illuminati illuminated you in some other way?
Not really. I think what it's really made me realize is the danger of social media and of particularly the algorithms of the internet. I set up a fake Instagram Instagram character who was a sort of, and just followed all the usual suspects, the David Icke's and stuff like that, and then sort of posed as a conspiracist. And it's extraordinary how immediately just the whole traffic comes towards you, and you get pushed all sort of stuff. And if you look at the difference between my actual Instagram and this one, it's like a multiverse. It's just two completely different worlds, and I think neither of us understand that the other is living in that. So it's very easy to see how people can, you know, what we take to be just normal reality, the other side, if you can call it that, are doing exactly the same thing. It's terrifying. But I'm not sure where we go, because with things like AI coming up and deep fakes, I think it's only going to get worse.
I mean, who knows? I mean, I could not be here. You could be talking to an evil chatbot, and vice versa. And on the day that Rishi meets Elon, and that must be a virtual fly on the wall in that conversation. It, you know, truth is stranger than fiction, Dom.
I know. I mean, I might not be me. You might not be talking to me. I might be, I don't know, an Illuminati chatbot. Who knows? I don't know what I am anymore.
And that's a t-shirt I think we should all have. The book is called The Conspiracy Tourist Travels Through a Strange World. Dom, if people want to find your real you as opposed to the alternative you, as it were, where's the best place to find you?
Well, if you want to order the book, or I'm going on tour with it as well. Nothing in Europe at the moment, but I'm trying to plan some stuff, but it would be fun.
Who are you expecting to turn up, by the way, Dom? I mean, are you worried that somebody might turn up, you know, holding a placard with, you know, the Illuminati sign saying, you know, heretic, etc.?
Well, I'm very much hoping that, but, you know, I'm not David Icke. I'm not going out there saying these things are wrong. I'm just talking about the fact that I've just traveled around and this is what I found. You know, I don't really care. You know, I'm not a believer or a disbeliever. It's not my world's passion. And unfortunately, that it is that with conspiracies. But anyway, if anybody would like to check anything or buy the book, if you just go to my website, which is www.domjolly1l.tv, and that's it.
And Paul McCartney, with us?
Yeah.
Did he write it? Is it the Volkswagen Beetle? What's the story there, Dom?
Are we talking about the Paul McCartney conspiracy?
We are indeed.
That is one of my favourite ones, which I don't deal with in the book. But yes, there's a theory. I mean, there was a theory which came from the fact that I think Paul McCartney was not wearing shoes on the cover of Abbey Road. I can't quite remember what it was, but that was supposed to be a secret message that Paul McCartney was actually dead.
Yes.
And then there was another one that he'd been replaced. He'd been cloned and that Beatles were rapidly cloned so that they could keep them going and stuff. I don't know. I mean, he's still going. So if it is, it was a really good clone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This book is called The Conspiracy Tourist, Travels Through a Strange World. It's by Dom Jolly, who is about to set off on his book tour. I know you're busy. So, Dom, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you. It's also available on audiobook if people like audiobooks and they're listening on radio. And it's read by me. And the only thing I have to apologize for is that I wrote a lot of dialogue down. And then I realized I had to do all these accents on the audiobook. So I apologize in advance for them.
And the book will also be, you can also order the book via our own virtual bookstore. This book is called The Conspiracy Tourist. Gosh, I need more coffee. Right. The Conspiracy Tourist. It's by Dom Jolly. Dom, thank you so much for your time today.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.